Earlier this month, the more than 1,800-acre mega site in Chatham and Randolph counties received official state certification, making it the largest site in the state with a designation and the only certified mega site. That's a crucial step in marketing the site to potential end users, such as an automobile manufacturer. Catherine Carlock from the Triad Business Journal toured the site last week and is here to tell us why certification is such a huge step. Catherine, welcome.
Hi, Carrie.
So first things first, what exactly is a megasite?
A megasite is a more than 1,000-acre piece of land that has all the pieces and parts in place to host a really heavy-duty, large-scale industrial user like an automaker. A lot of folks will say, well, hey, there's a 1,000-acre piece of land that doesn't have any development on it. That's a megasite. But that's not the case. There's a big difference between just a piece of undeveloped real estate and a certified site.
What is that difference?
Official certification means that the Chatham-Randolph megasite has met and gone through a really rigorous set of requirements outlined by the state to prove that the site could be ready for construction within a year. That's everything from soil boring and environmental studies to endangered species reports to studies that show the distances to the nearest port. Certification virtually guarantees that an end user won't run into issues that can result in costly or timely delays before starting construction.
What's the big deal now that Chatham-Randolph has been certified?
Well, they've been working toward this process for a long time, as I said, close to 2 years now. And now that it's the first certified megasite in the state, Chatham-Randolph can really go out and launch a full-scale marketing effort across the country and really across the globe to attract these automakers or other end users. That means that the site has a shot at landing the kind of economically transformative project that could make a huge difference to the entire state.
Catherine, why is the goal to attract an automaker to this site?
Megasites can handle really heavy industrial users, but an automobile manufacturing plant is sort of the holy grail in a sense because of the sheer multiplier effect that comes with it. Physical development alone reaches into the millions of square feet. It's been estimated that the 50-year lifespan of an auto plant generates a 60-to-1 return on investment. So it's not uncommon for automakers to invest up to $1 billion in these plants, which means that the state could realize a $60 billion economic impact over 50 years. Payrolls for these auto plants can top $1 million per day. The plants themselves create thousands of jobs, but each specific plant manufacturing job can also create 6 to 7 related positions. So you hear the word transformative a lot, but these projects have the potential to transform an entire economy.
So Catherine, this is an area in Central North Carolina that has really had a banner week.
Yes. On top of the news about certification, Chatham County also got the news that the Pittsboro Town Board had approved sort of the first site plans for what's called Chatham Park. That's a several thousand acre development that sketch plans show millions of square feet of development and commercial space, as well as up to 22,000 housing units. So it's really been a big news week and big news couple of weeks in Chatham County.
So Catherine, the site has cleared a big hurdle, but it's got a lot of work left to be done.
Yes, and really on the marketing side of things is really the first next step. The Chatham Economic Development Corporation, Siler City, Chatham County, a lot of the proponents of this project are really going to have to work with the state to push out this marketing effort to site selectors and other consultants who are in daily conversations with these automakers about where to locate their next plants. So yes, there's a lot of work left to be done, but the potential payoff is enormous.
Catherine, thanks so much.
Thanks, Gary.
To read Catherine Carlock's stories and more breaking business news from the region, go to the Triad Business Journal online at triadbizjournals.com. For WFDD News with this week's business report, I'm Carrie Brown.